T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Senate Republicans unveiled their health care bill today, but not all Republicans are on board. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy joining us from Washington. First off, Stephen, what are the highlights of this new health care bill?
Well, there are some significant differences between the House-passed version last month and the Senate bill. Exactly the impact of what it would mean to you and me and anyone who, for example, is on the exchanges, well, that we don't know yet, because the Congressional Budget Office has to do all the number crunching and the analysis. Right now, it's 142 pages of words. How do you translate those words into actual, dollars and cents? Well, the economists and the analysts are going to have to spend the weekend doing that. And the CBO says that they'll unveil it sometime early next week. Until then, what we do have is a set of policies that some in the Republican caucus in the Senate say that they can't support. In fact, there are at least three, maybe four or more senators who are so far this afternoon on the record saying that they wouldn't vote for this thing without some changes. And they're not of the same mind, these three or four senators. In fact, Susan Collins, the Republican from Maine, has issues, for example, with the fact that this bill would defund Planned Parenthood and prevent it from receiving funds under Medicaid for services that women get at those clinics. Rand Paul and Ted Cruz say that this doesn't do enough. Paul says that it looks pretty much just like Obamacare is now. He wants straight repeal. Ted Cruz says it doesn't do enough to reduce premiums. And again, we'll learn more about exactly what it does do to reduce premiums when the CBO score comes in. But for now, Cruz says that what he sees isn't enough. So this is something we're going to have to very carefully watch. Here at the White House, the position is, by the way, that the negotiation has just begun. And the spokeswoman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, said at the briefing today that the timetable is less important than getting a good bill. In the last week or so, the president has said that he wants to see a bill with heart. See, last week, the president told Republicans who were here at the White House that he wanted a bill that was generous, that had heart. And behind closed doors, he reportedly told them that the House-passed bill, the one he heralded in that Rose Garden event, is mean. And he wants something that's less mean, has more heart. So the question is, does this bill have heart? And the president didn't seem to know, or rather, he didn't seem to say, I should say. He said this is a negotiation. The negotiation is just beginning. And hopefully, he said, we'll get to a good, positive outcome. The bill is just pretty much hitting today. There are not many people here in Washington who before today had seen it. And so reaction is coming in slowly.
So there's three or four Republican dissenters, at least. There can't be more than two.
Right.
Can those three or four senators be appeased in time, or is this bill going to be in trouble?
Well, I think it's possible that certainly a deal can be worked out. The timing of all this has been orchestrated by the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who knows the practices and procedures of the body he runs better than anybody. And what he wants to do is to pretty much, have a vote by the end of next week, because then the Senate goes on its 4th of July recess. And as you know, Michael, nothing seems to get done in Washington these days without some kind of deadline. So that's the deadline, by the end of next week, that's been established by the man who runs the Senate. The White House's position is that, again, the timetable doesn't matter as much as the negotiation. The question now is, will McConnell force the vote even if the votes aren't there? And that is a key question. Now, before today, the indication was, yes, he would move forward to put Republicans on the record for and against. It wouldn't preclude, for example, the possibility that there would be a revote if this one fails. But there's so much that Republicans in the House and Senate want to get done to achieve the president's legislative agenda. There's really not a lot of time left in the calendar. They have so much more they have to do. They have to pass appropriations bills. They have to do something to avoid a default with respect to the debt ceiling. They want to get tax reform done, of course. Oh, and by the way, they want to repeal Obamacare. So, can a bill be carved out with Republicans with 50 senators plus Vice President Pence casting a tie-breaking vote? Sure, it's possible. But at the moment, this discussion draft that has been dropped today does not have enough support to pass. Again, the position here at the White House is the negotiation is just beginning. The contours of it all will become more clear early next week when the CBO delivers its score, when we have a better understanding of exactly what this would mean to the average person. And after that, there might be some tweaking that might require a revision of that score. And maybe by the end of the week, we'll have a vote. That's what we'll be watching in the week ahead.
Interesting week coming up for CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Thanks, Stephen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.